Okay, so we are on Mem Beis Amud Beis Beis Last Lap Mem Gimel. I'm assuming we're on the bottom two dots, and then that's what I said. Okay. Right. Okay. So the Gemara is talking about the statement of Shmuel. Right. Shmuel said that the Shutafim are Machzikin Zedzeh, they're Me'idin Zedzeh, and the Shor Me'isachah Zelazeh. So now that the Gemara is talking about that they are Me'idin Zelazeh, which means that if someone comes from outside and makes a legal complaint about part of the land that they own in partnership, so they make the land, and so the other partner can testify that that it belongs to his partner, and he's not considered no gave edus. So Gemara says, why? Am I no gave edus on him? He's definitely no gave edus, because it's clear if. And let's say the guy comes to complain about the part of that Reuven's taken care of. Shimon says, no, it belongs to Reuven. Well, if Reuven loses, then Reuven, they lose half of the, or whatever, the portion, let's just say half of the amount that they owe. And now he has to re-split the part that he owes. He's also going to lose his portion. He's going to lose part of his portion, right? Reshbam says, the kolz man shelo chalkel gamre, im yutol shuma arek klum min asada, yafsidu shneim. But him's the last one who made it. He's testifying about himself. If he's to testify that his partner owns the land, it's the same thing as testifying that he owns the land. Because if a partner loses the land, he's losing the land. So the Gemara says, Hachamai Eskinon, what are we dealing with over here? The case is the kasav lei, meaning that the testifying with the partner writes to the other partner, Dinu Dvarim Einli Al Sadezeh. I have no claim to this field, meaning he retracts and he rejects all his rights. He gives up all his rights to the field, and therefore it's not a no-game adover, right? He says that the kasav lei, Rashbam says, ha-mei l'haymas l'din dvarim aimli imach b'chol sader, v'afilu al-chalki, she-hakol shalcha. Everything belongs to you. It's not mine, so he's recusing himself from the ownership, and therefore he's not testifying. He's not testifying about himself. So I don't know then why they consider partners. Yeah, the whole thing is shutafim. Made this out, so it's not, I don't know.
Former partners
would say. The Gemara asks differently. The Gemara says, V'chi kasev lo, if he writes this lashon, my have. Why is that effective? Right? Hatvatanya, the braisa that says, Ha'omer l'chavero, if two people are shutvin, and then one of them wants to, I guess, give over his part to his partner, and he says, Dinu dvarim ein li'asadazo, ein li'esik ba, o yadim misulekas heimena, lo amar klum. All these lashonos, including Dinu Dvarim Einli, is not effective to renounce or to renounce your ownership in the partnership. You have to do something more. Right? Rashbam says, "My haiva, mahave, hare ein lashon matana." This is not a lashon matana. I mean, this is not enough to transfer ownership from me to you, right? Because a home of the chaver shutov in the esek ba kolomar. Rashbam says, "Lo yeli esek ba." I'm not going to have anything to do with this field. The inference is supposed to be that it's all yours. We say that that's not considered a valid gift. Right? Rashbam continues. He says, the next one, the longer Rashbam, he says, "Dekevan dekvar yesh lo chelik besadeh, v'hu om er lo yeli chelik bo, ein zeh lashon matana chaveru." It's not considered a lashon matana, a lashon tefila. It's more like a prayer, he says, meaning, halavai shelo yeli chelik besadeh zeh. He has to give it a lashon matana. This field should be given to you. If he doesn't give it a lashon matana, it hasn't been given over. But the idea is that din devarim in the zeh is not sufficient. So then it's still his, and he's still no gave it over.
There
is no star. So hachumai eskinan, what star? Star is evidence. So what? If I rip up the star, does that mean I'm not the owner? That doesn't mean I'm not the owner. It just means I lack the evidence now. It would lack evidence, but it doesn't mean it's not a transfer of ownership. You transfer ownership, for Gemara says in this moment, you have to do a kinyan. So, hachimai eskinon, b'shekanu miyado. They made a kinyan. Kanu miyado usually means a kinyan sudar. Rashi Spam says, towards the bottom where it gets wider, where it's still thin though, shutav chaveru kanu miyado b'kinyan sudar. B'hashad ika kinyan mo'al atanai. Now, there's a kinyan. I'm matnet to you my portion. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Nevertheless, v'chi kanu miyado my hava hare ma'amida b'fnei bal chovo. Even if I'm machne to you, my partner, my entire piece, nevertheless, I'm still no gay b'davar that I want to stay in your hands as opposed to somebody else. Because by staying it in your hands, I can use that property should my creditors come to collect. Meaning, I have creditors who I owe money to. If If I don't repay them, they can collect from my property that I owned at the time of the loan. So they come, and if I had given you the property, now they can repossess it from that what I gave over to you. But if the ma'arer wins and the property went back to the third party, well, he must have had a pre-existing claim on the property. I cannot use that property to pay back my loans if I default. And that's I'm no gay of a dover because I wanted to stay here. It allowed me to maintain this creditor's rights. Right? So it starts in the last short line. Why can he still testify to maintain the field in the hands of his partner? He's still no gay of ages. It's pleasant to him that the field remains in the hands of his partner. He keeps it. The guy who gives it over is Mamida Lifnei Balchovo. She'im yesh lo shum balchov. If he has any creditor, shehilvohu ma'os kodem shehikna the chaveiro chelko, he borrowed money from before he was machna his portion to his partner, sheyelo basade. The portion that he had in the field, the creditor can come and grab it from that. He can pay him back from that property. Because part, at least half of that field, is meshubad to the creditor. And then this nosing, meaning the partner who's giving over the property, would pay back his loan. He won't be considered an evil borrower. It's a bad thing not to repay your loans. If he doesn't have the ability, if the claimant, the third outside party's claim is valid, and he comes first, and he takes the property, then me, the no saying, I don't have that property to pay off my creditors. And the Gemara proves that's considered no gei b'davar. The Amar Ravim Bar Shmuel Mishmei the Shmuel Hamocher Sod LeChaveru Shlo B'Achrayis. If I sell my field to, as I sell my field to Yossi, I sell my field to you without Achrayis. Then, so if someone comes and is matar and takes the property, one of my creditors takes the property, I don't have to pay you back. Ain made aleh. I'm still. So therefore, you can't come to me. Ain made lo aleh. I can't testify on your behalf that the field belongs to you, mipnei shem amida bifnei balchova, because I'm no geber dover, because by the fact that I keep the property in your possession, then it allows me to pay back my creditors should they come. Now the Gemara will see, obviously, if I did do it with Achrayas, and more to say in a moment, well then there's no difference, because either I'm paying him back or I'm paying you back. But that's going to end up being the case that we have. So the Gemara says, hachumai skina, what would you do over here? The kabbalah Achrayas. So I sold it to my partner, or in the other case of the Bryce, I sold it to Yossi, with Achrayas. So the Gemara says, Achrayas the man. What do you mean Achrayas? Inei Achrayas the Alma, that anybody else can cut, that Achrayas the Alma, meaning the Achrayas would be that if anyone takes the land away from you, then I'm going to make sure that I'm going to make you whole. Well, then I'm clearly no gay b'davar, because I'm going to make you whole. I don't want that, that's clear. I don't want to have to pay you back, so I'm no gay b'davar. Kosher came to Nichalei. El Achrayas to Asalei Machmasei. The case is Achrayas only that comes out from because of due to me. If it's a Achrayas, that's due to me. Which means what? Rashbam says, if you go to the Rashbam, it's really like, sort of like,
you say not the partnership, just his own.
So the case would be in the partnership also, where I'm giving over my part of the partnership to you with a Achrayas, meaning that if someone makes a claim against me, which requires them, which allows them to take that property, I will make you whole. So I'm not no game of dover anymore, because Mimarashach, I'm going to have to pay somebody back. If you get to keep it, right, if you get to keep it, then I can't give it to the third party who's coming to my creditor. Well, then I have to pay him back. And if you it is taken from you, I have to pay you back. So either way, I have to pay somebody back. I'm not considered no gei b'davar. So that would be the only case that Shmuel's saying that the shutafin can be made zeh lazeh. I have to renounce my ownership in the property. Not in renounce. I have to give you my ownership rights in the property with personal achrayas. That would be the case.
But without Achrayas, how could somebody go after him if it's already sold?
I don't have Achrayas to him, but I owe my creditor. He has a pre-existing lien on the property, so he can go and get it.
Even if you're machmir him?
Of course. That's called Meshubadim. That's collateral. Right, so Rashbam says, I don't know if he wants to read the Rashbam, he said it outside already, but the idea is that this way, this way that he's not biased anymore. Because either way he goes, he's going to have to pay somebody back. Okay. The Gemara then asks, "V'chi misalik nafshe minei mi misalik? Can a partner really be misalik himself from the portion of his portion of the field to testify, and that's not considered nogei b'davar?" The Gemara is not going to bring other cases where it appears that a partner renounces his ownership rights in the partnership, and yet the brisa still says he may not testify. I still think, yes, your question is good. It's not no longer shutafin meidim zelazeh. It's former shutafin that are testifying zelazeh. All right. Vatanya b'nei ir shenignav sefer Torah shalhen. Members of the city that had their sefer Torah was stolen, and the Ganav, I guess, claims that it is it's his. He bought it. So what happens? They want to have a case. Who does it belong to? So ein danin b'dayanin oso ir. The judges cannot be from that city. You need a change of venue. The ein mevin raya me'anchi oso ir, and people from that city also cannot be edim. You have to get edis and judges from outside the city because they are nogei b'davar because it belongs to them. The Gemara says ve'im isa lisalku be'trei minayu v'leidinhu. If you're allowed to just remove yourself from the partnership and then no longer be considered nogei b'davar, so let two people in the town, or three people, or actually five people, three being the dayanim, two being edim, renounce their ownership rights in the sefer Torah, and they're no longer nogei b'davar. So Gemara says, no, shani sefer Torah de l'shmiyakai. The rights that you have in the sefer Torah are not necessarily monetary rights. They're also ritual rights. The idea is that you're supposed to hear from the sefer Torah, to be yotzei, whatever mitzvah is being read. So if it's l'shmiyakai, you can't renounce that right. Because you get the mitzvah, right? Rashbam says l'shmiyakai, it's like a third of the way down in the wide lines, towards the left of the line, it says l'shmiyakai, ve'ein yachal salik atzmo, shelo yenogei be'edus, sharei nena bo v'yotzei b'mshiyaso. No matter what he does, he's still going to get benefit and be yotzei his chov by listening to it. The only way he can really renounce himself is move. And now you have that other Sefer Torah that's going to be Yotzei Yechov. But otherwise, it can't work in the city. So Sefer Torah is completely different. Rashbam, the Tosos asks a good question. Tosos says, with L'sikol Beit Trei Minayu, Tosos always asks a good question. The question is whether or not you understand. But the question is usually good. So the second to last Tosos, he says, Im Tomar, how could this idea of recusing yourself or giving up your ownership right work? There's a concept in Aegis that you have to be a kosher aid from beginning till end, meaning from the moment you test, from the moment of the action throughout the whole thing. Meaning, if you're someone's a spouse at the beginning and then you get divorced, and then you can't testify against them afterwards because you're not kosher from the beginning till the end. Vim Tomar, v'havein and tchilaso v'sofa b'kashrus. V'hacha have tchil b'pasol, originally your pasol, because you're nogeya, right? V'havi kamo karov in itzrachik. It's the same thing as a karov who then get distance himself, who then is no longer karov. It's v'omeri, so the remakes the distinction. V'omeri, the lo shaya tchilas of apostles hacha, kevin sh'ein paslus toloi b'guf ela b'mamon. He says the only concept of tchilas of esof v'kashus is only if you have a psul b'guf, meaning you're a karov, psul in the guf. But if the psul is because of monetary issues, meaning you're nogeya be'edus, so you yourself can see a financial benefit, then you don't need tchilaso v'sofo b'kashos. There's a difference between two types of psulin. There's a psul b'guf, and there's a psul b'mamon. Psul b'mamon, you can somehow, don't have to be a kosher aid from beginning to end. Psul b'guf, then you have to be a kosher from beginning to end to figure out what the chiluk is. Maybe the chiluk could be that, maybe you're psul by mamon, at the beginning you're not an aid at all. Once you're nogeya b'davar, you're not considered a witness. But once you get rid of that, when you get rid of that, that chashash, then your witness starts right away. But by guf, you have to say you're a witness, but you're psul because you have a legal psul and a chashash psul. Money is more of a chashash. You're afraid that you're lying. There's no fear of lying when you have two brothers. Moshe and Aaron are not afraid that they're going to lie. It's just that they're puzzle. But so maybe in that case, you have to be tchilas of a sofa. But when it comes to monetary issues, with the hope soul is probably because of shash that you're going to lie, once that shash goes away, then you can continue being the aid. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Tashma, I'll bring another ayah. Ha'omer, tenu money livnei iri. Guy comes and he claims, he donates, he's going to donate money to the city. So ain't done, and I guess he doesn't. Now they have a court case to get him to extract the payment, or he didn't pay. They claim he sent $1,000. He claims only $500. So they have a case. Ain't done in Dayanei Osroir. Again, you can't use the judges from that city. The Aimevin Rayame Anche Osroir. You can't use Aiden from that city. But am I? Why? Let them recuse themselves from the city, let them renounce their citizenship, hand in their passport, and then then not be part of the city, and then they're no longer nogeya. So Gemara says, no, hachinami b'sefer Torah. Here we're talking about again is when Tanu money the Neiris, the Kimta is, was giving money for the Sefer Torah. Meaning if it's anything other than the Sefer Torah, they probably can renounce their partnership in the city, and therefore they won't get any benefits from the city. They don't have to pay taxes either, but they don't get any benefits from the city, and then they could testify. But here we're talking about a Sefer Torah, which you can't just renounce because it's Lashmiyakai, we just said, so that would be the case. Again, it's a big Okimtuk, and it does not seem to be what the Bryce is talking about.
Is it Lashmiya or to be read from?
What's the difference? If someone reads it, someone's listening to it.
Right. But
so I have to be Yotze by hearing it.
What would make a difference if you were the reader and not the listener?
Well, you have to be Yotze one way or another. I don't know. It doesn't say anything, but I would venture to guess not.
No, you don't have to be invested in the Sefer Torah.
Just have to listen. Right, but anyone in the town is vested in the Sefer Torah because he has to hear from it. He has to be Yotzei his mitzvah.
This is why it's important to have a shul that you wouldn't be a
member. Right, don't become members of shuls.
No, the other shuls.
Oh, okay. Right, you have to have a shul you're not members of, so therefore you can testify. I know, you can testify on behalf of that shul.
So
okay.
We're assuming they only one Sefer Torah in the entire town back then?
I don't know historically, but I would venture to guess that they didn't have that as many Sefer Torah then as they have now.
Yeah. All
right. I don't know. Tashma, Omer Tnu Mone La'aniye Iri. Ain't done in Vendayoni Oso Yir, Vemevin Rayame Anche Oso Yir. So a guy says, no, give money to the poor people of the city. So now we're not talking about a Sefer Torah, apparently. So the guy claims, I'm going to give money towards the kupa. And he says, I'm going to give 500. They said he said 1,000. And every penny that he gives lessens the burden on everybody else. So the Gemara says, again, the judges of that city, I just sort of skipped it. But the judges of that city and the people of that city cannot judge or testify in that case. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Tisbara, Aniyan Shakli, Diane Mipsley, what do the judges have to do with it? They're not the ones getting the money. The people who are pasul edus are the aniyim. They were supposed to get, in their minds, $1,000. Now they're only getting 500. So why would all the judges in the city become pasul? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema ain't dani b'dayoni ani osa ir, v'imavim rayim ani osa ir. If the dayonim or the edim are part of the aniyah ir, I guess the judges is not, they work for the city, so it's not such a great salary. So they were a part of the aniyim. They cannot be the judges. I guess a judge who's not the aniyim can judge. And the witnesses cannot be from the aniyim, but maybe the witnesses can be from somebody else. The Gemara says, but am I? Listalku betrein avshayu v'laidinu. Let two of the aniyim remove themselves and say, we're no longer going to accept money from this kupa. Right, we'll separate ourselves from the city. They're no longer no gayabadavar, because whether or not the guy gives 1,000 or 500, they're not seeing any benefit. Why some will do that, I don't know, because they're not getting benefit, but maybe somebody took them under their wing and said, we'll give you separately. I don't know. I skipped ahead. Okay, skipped ahead. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara gives an answer, no, hachanami was sefer Torah. So to hear the kimpi here is a sefer Torah, by my karli ahuniyim, why they call aniyim, the call, I just have sefer Torah aniyim hain. Everyone's an ani when it comes to granting the Sefer Torah. You always want more Sefer Torah. If you're lacking a Sefer Torah, you're considered an ani. That's what he seems to say. Rashbam says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right here. Rashbam says, "Da kol eitzal Sefer Torah aniyim heim shekulan tzrichim lo." Everyone needs a Sefer Torah. V'derech b'nei adam likro b'nei iro aniyim ki she'ein lahem Sefer Torah d'aniyas gadol uzo. And the people call each other poor if they don't have a Sefer Torah or a sufficient Sefer Torah, because that's considered big, really poor, that you don't have Svarim, you don't have a Sefer Torah. That's what he meant. It's a big Okimta, because again, it's clearly, that's not what the Braisa says. So the Braisa says, so the Gemara gives another answer, the Evayus Emo Olam Kidikatani Aniyim Mamish. No, it's really talking about giving over the poor to the communal chest. What's the reason why the Dayanim of the Ear of Psulim? Right, but aniye de ramuy alayu. We're talking about aniyim that it's incumbent upon the city to provide for their needs. Right, it's de ramuy alayu. Right, Rashbam says. You continue the next Rashbam. De ramuy alayu al dayone ir perish ashira ir. The first of azil tahash nogim edusim. It's on everybody to support them. But more support comes from the outside, less support has to come from the inside. So they're no geya, because it would technically ease their burden. So Gemara says, hey, chidami, what's the case? If it's a case where everybody in the city has a certain set amount to pay, so what would be the case? So let two people come in, give their set amount to begin with, they're done, and then let them testify about this other guy, and they're not no geya b'davar anymore, because it's not going to ease their burden, because they already paid. And eid the let, right? So hachimai eskinon dilo kitzluhu. We're talking about a case where it wasn't set. There's no set amount how much each person has to pay or how much each ani has to receive. Rather, it's given whatever the ani need. Then they make an assessment and they give. So long as this guy's money is available, the other people wouldn't have to give because the money's available. It's not a set tax anymore. It's just whatever it would be. Then however money is collected would be less, but for anybody else. Mm-hmm. So then they're going to be their burden would be lessened.
Isn't this a bit of a chiddush that tzedakah is based on making an assessment of what?
Well, we've seen that before in the first paragraph. We talked about the gugolas and all these other tzedakahs that's
how they did it.
Right, that's how they did it. They make the assessment. They didn't have to come for the breakfast and beg for people to give money to an organization that supports people and gives them food.
A lot more organizations have to go back
then. Right, but. There's definitely a lot more. There is definitely a lot of redundancy, but still. I don't know.
A lot of people have jobs.
Yeah. Making a pitch for Tonka Shabbos. That's okay.
Don't forget the breakfast.
Yeah. Right. Evi's Amo, or you can say, La'olam dekitch lehu, or you can say that really there is a set amount, how much everyone has to give every year. Nevertheless, it's nichale dekevan deravach ravach. I mean, once these poor people get this extra money from the outside, then maybe you can lower the amount that they're needed. Or maybe you can just take these poor people and they're no longer poor anymore. These guys don't need anymore because they just received money from the outside. So nevertheless, we would still be considered, according to second answer, you would still be no geya bedavar. But it seems that the way it would work, at least with the shutvin, it would work, is if you renounce your ownership and make a kinyan, you are still, it wouldn't work. I mean, if you renounce your ownership, make a kinyan and you keep your mekabel achrayis and your mekabel achrayis, then you can testify with your former partner. Okay, the last statement that Shmuel said.
What's the end of
this? So we look at Rashi. Came to Ravach, right? Yesh lehem mos revach. That if they get the extra money from the outside, yeah, it's a surplus. Klomer harei yesh lehem mos. V'lama yit neklum kol zman sheinzrichem. At that point in time, yes, the aniyim need a certain amount. But this guy came in from the outside and just gave him $1 million. So if he gives him $1 million, I don't have to give. We're not going to have to give the aniyim. We'll be off from a year. We'll get a tax rebate, or the aniyim will get so much money they'll be off the ledger. We don't have to give them anymore. So still no geya.
It's like the nesiim didn't have to only
if there was leftover. Okay, they were sort of punished for that. All right. Okay. The next statement of Shmuel was v'nasin shomri sachar zelazeh, that the shutvim are considered shomri sachar. I mean, I guess it's a partnership in some sort of a metatlin or something like that, and one of them is watching it, and it was stolen, right? And it was stolen. They are considered shomri sachar, and like a shomri sachar, you're chaya for the gneva. Why are they shomri sachar? Because they're each benefiting. I'm benefiting. I get a benefit by you watching it. I'm going to watch yours. So, but you watch, you're going to get paid for watching my item by me watching the item later. So that's considered shomri sachar. They're each getting a benefit. Shomri sachar, a chayovim, but for geneva and aveda. So the Gemara asks, go back to a little bit of our above Mitzia, amai, why are they considered chayav for geneva aveda? Shmira bevailami. Is this not a case of shmira bevailami? I'm not 100% sure how that works, but since when you watch it, I'm already working for you, then I'm going to watch part of it also. You're watching that part, I'm watching this part. So we hired each other at the same time that we're watching for each other. So that's Shmira Mevailim. That's the case. We said Shmira Mevailim in the Pasuk says by Shoel, we had the Limudim, it applies to all the Shomrim. Well, maybe not Shomer Chinam, but it applies to all the Shomrim. So therefore, Shmira Mevailim, the halacha is, if you are watching my item at the same time I am employed by you, then you are putter if something happens to my item. So here, you are watching part of the what's owned by partnership. At the same time, I am hired by you to watch your part of the partnership. So therefore, Shmira Mevailim, they should be putter. So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa, the Amalei, Shemorli Ayom, and Yishmol El Chalamachar." It's not like you're watching half and I'm watching half. Every day you're watching the entire thing, and when it's my turn, I'll watch the entire thing. So at that time, I'm not employed by you to watch part of what's owned in partnership. At that time, you're watching the whole thing, and I have nothing to do with it. Why you're considering your Shomer Sachar is because you're going to get the benefit, because tomorrow I'll watch the whole thing. So you still consider Shomer Sachar, but it's not Shmira Levilim. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan. Machar lo bayis, machar lo sada, ain made lo aleh, vipnei she'achar yuso alav. If I sold you a house or I sold you a field, I cannot testify, if someone comes and claims that field belongs to them, I cannot then join with another aid to testify that it belongs to you, because I'm no gay b'davar, because if it's taken from you, I'm going to have to make you whole. But, machalo para, machalo talis, if I sold you some sort of metalfin, I sold you a cow, or I sold you a talis, me'idlo aleha, I can't testify with somebody else that it belongs to you, mipnei she'en achruyoso alav, because you don't have recourse against me, I sold it to you without achrayas. That's what seems to be the Pashut case that's going on now. Rashbam says, if you go, it's the first Dibur Masechta where they get the middle size lines. He says, Machlo bayis adam chaveru, ein meid lo, mochel lokeach, lamir biyodo. Why? She imbaro, let's start, im acher, lehejju shalo, no gave edusu, vipnesha achru shal bayis lav de mocher. Because you have recourse against me. She im yitrifu min alokeach, yachsor la mocher. Because if they take it from you, you're going to come to me. The hilkach, and therefore, nichali la mocher, shetamo biyad alokeach, I'd rather it stay in your hands. Shelo v'lo starach l'paro klum, so I don't have to pay you back. I don't have to make you whole. Maybe I used the money already. I had that set up, but I used the money for something else. So hachish meninle hashta. That's what we think now. And now machalo para lekama faresh v'azil. And then we'll see what the case is. And Gemara is going to give you some intricate cases as what these are. We'll get to the first case today about machalo bayis. We'll get to the case of machalo para tomorrow. It says she'ein rach rayuso delokeach alea democher. Fine. So the Gemara is going to ask, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference in the Reishna and the Seifa? Meaning, the main difference that we're mentioning right now is whether you're Mekabel Achrayus or not. So why does it matter if I'm Machal Obayus or Machal Opara? If I was Mekabel Achrayus, if I gave you recourse, I gave you recourse. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a house or a pencil. If I gave you recourse, you have recourse. What's the difference in the Reishna and the Seifa? But if I sold it to you with Achrayus, then I did. So what's the difference? Right? Rashbam says, he says, V'hainu de kaparich, Mashna Reishna, Mashna Seifa. Mashna metalatim lo have achrayus lemikarke. Im shtei mechiras halal b'achrayus. If both of them have achrayus, have a tavayu achrayus olav. Im shelo b'achrayus, ha tavayu ein achrayus olav. The chiluk shouldn't be between karka and metalatim. The chiluk should be between whether I accepted achrayus or did not accept achrayus. That's what the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, now that's not the case. This is going to be the case of machalo by machalo sada. It's an intricate case. Amar of sheshes reisha. What's the reisha case? Beruvein shegazal sada mishimon. So Ruvain somehow, even though Kalka in Xeris, Ruvain somehow steals a property from Shimon. And then Machlo Levi. Then Ruvain then goes ahead and sells it to Levi. Okay? So now also Yehuda, a fourth party comes, Vikama Arer, and he says the field belongs to him. So lo lezil Shimon la asir al Levi. Shimon, the thief, Shimon, the guy who claims the field was stolen from him, cannot testify on behalf of Levi, denichale de hadra, because he prefers that the land at this moment stay in the hands of Levi and not move over to Yehuda, who's also the ma'arer. Right? So the Gemara we'll go through Rashbam in a minute. The Gemara says, but came into Asidei de Levi, but once Shimon, who claims the field was stolen from him, testifies that the land belongs to Levi, how can he then go ahead later and get the land back? He's testifying that it belongs to Levi. So the came to Asani Levihu, Hekli Matsi Mafik Lemine. How can he just get it back from him? So he says, the Amar Yadana the Hayara de Lav Yehudahi. But he somehow testifies not that the land specifically belongs to Levi, but I know for a fact that the land doesn't belong to Yehuda. He testifies by saying that those witnesses that are claiming that the land belongs to Yehuda, they're apostle, they're krovim, they're imano yisim, whatever, he impinges upon the testimony, the proof of Yehuda. But he doesn't, what he's not doing, is testifying directly that the land belongs to Levi. He's testifying that the land does not belong to Yehuda. So let's just see the Rashbam, but let's see if we can get the case a little better. Okay.
So it's Edom Zomim?
It could be, it could be Edom Zomim, it could be whatever he does. He impinges the Edom. He says, you couldn't have been there, you're Krovim, you're Psulim. That doesn't make him Edom Zomim. But if they're not Edom Zomim, then we don't have the concept of Kasher Zomim. That's it. So he says, Resha Biruven Shagazal Sada Mishimon Umachor Levi, the Asa Yehuda, Klomar Inish Baalma, a fourth party from the outside, Umaar al Sada Zesh Biyad Levi, he makes a complaint that the field that's in the hands of Levi, the Omer Shelihi, it belongs to me, meaning to Yehuda, or maybe Edom Oshtar, and he brings witnesses or Oshtar that it's his. Shelo Yavon Shimon HaNigzal, Shimon, the original guy who claims it was stolen from him, V'yitzdar im acher, cannot combine with another aid, V'yayid shezeh ha-sada ein al Yehuda. He can't testify that this field does not belong to Yehuda. Kigon sheyadoa shum edus l'psol edim shel Yehuda b'gazlanos. He knows that the edim that Yehuda brought, or the edim that are signed on that star, are gazlanim, and therefore they're apostle. V'chein shtaro, he knows that they're apostle. Not that the edim's own, but they're apostle edim. Shimon prefers that the land stay in Levi's hands. The Acharei Kain Hayom Ulamachari, the next day, Yavi Shimon Raya Shizosadish Shalohaya, then Shimon will bring a Raya that belongs to him. The Ruvain Gazlomimenu, and Ruvain, who sold it to Levi, was actually a thief. The Yotzim Yad Levi Vitlan Atzma, and then he'll be able to take it. Right, the karka ain't legzelis because karka is never considered stolen. V'lo nahani beyeish v'shinu rishus. So there's no yeish v'shinu rishus over here. The shinu rishus that went to the hands of Levi. The hilkach no gei beedusu. That's why he can't testify because he's no gei beedus. D'lo nichalei sheyitlenu Yehuda because he doesn't want Yehuda to get it. D'su lo machi Shimon lafu kemine because for whatever reason we'll see in a moment Shimon won't be able to get it out from Yehuda's hands. Can the first to come on? Hilkach, we'll skip a little bit. Hilkach ain't made lo Shimon hanigzal lelevi aleh. Therefore, Shimon cannot testify on behalf of Levi. But hachi kama b'risa, that's what it means in the b'risa. Machalo bias, machalo sada. I have to read that into words somehow now, right? It says Ruvain hagazlan lelevi ain't made lo Shimon hanigzal lelevi. I'm not sure how you read it in. Halokeach aleh kenegi Yehuda hamarer. Somehow they read it into the words, but that's the case. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, why does it make a difference to Shimon whether Levi has it or Yehuda has it? If he has proof that the field was his, use that proof to extract it from Levi, or use the proof to extract it from Yehuda, he's not no gay b'davar, because it doesn't matter where the property is. The Gemara says, Ubahu has Vahu Zechusa de Kamafik Lemi Levi, Lifk Lemi Yehuda. Let him use the same schus, the same proof that he has to extract the money from Levi, he'll use that from Yehuda. Right, Rashbam says, we go down to Makshinon, Akate Amai Ein Me'id Lo, Mahiv Sid Shimon Im Tiyeh B'cheskas Yehuda. What would he lose if it's in the hands of Yehuda? V'haba Hu Zechusa De Machfik Lei Milevi Hayom Ulamachar De Kamaisi Edim Sheshadah Shalohu V'gazur Rumenu Hachanami Lichim Yehuda V'hanu Edim Atzman. Let him bring the same witnesses against Yehuda. V'nimtza She'ein Marviach B'mah She'eit Me'id Levi Klal. He's not getting any benefit by the fact that it goes to Levi, because the same proof he has to extract it from Levi, he'll extract it from Yehuda. So Gemara gives two answers. Gemara answer number one, he says, keep your place in the Rashbam. Gemara says, the Amar Hasheni Noach Lo Li Harishon Kashi Hemena. We've seen that before. It's easier for me to deal with Levi than deal with Yehuda. Yehuda's a strong man. I don't want to deal with him. I'd rather deal with Levi. So if you'd rather deal with Levi, he is no Gei B'davar to maintain the property in the hands of Levi, because it'll be easier for him to deal with Levi. He's not afraid from him. Yehuda's a member of the mafia. I don't know. Whatever the case is, Yehuda's much more difficult litigant to deal with. Right, Rashbam says, go back to Rashbam. Umishani, we answer Mishum Hachi, the Ikalamar, Shazem Akshava Social Shimon. This is what's in Shimon's mind. Mishani Hachi, I skipped the line. Ain't omeid, the Kasavar Shimon Levi Noachli, the Yehuda Gavra Almohu, the strong guy, the Kasha Mimenu, the Lovochal Dun Imo im Yavobiodo. I'll never be able to extract it from him. Maybe it's Reish Galusa, whatever the case is, I can't get it out. So it's easier for me to be by Levi. Ibai's Ema, another answer. Ibai's Ema. He goes to Islay Sahadi Lamar, the Islay Sahadi Lamar, the Amur Abonin Ara Hecha the Kaima Tekum. Shimon has witnesses, but Yehuda has witnesses. So if Yehuda testifies and brings his witnesses and extracts the land from Levi, now he's got the chazaka that the land's in his property. If Shimon comes later and now brings his witnesses that it belongs to him, I have two against two, and I have two against two, we're going to leave the property where it is, and then he'll be stuck. So what he wants to do is make sure the property doesn't get into Yehuda's hands. Then what happens if the property doesn't get into Yehuda's hands? The hands is in Levi's. He comes tomorrow with his witnesses, extracts the property from Levi. Now Yehuda's going to come and say, oh no, it's mine, I have witnesses. Well, Shimon says, I have witnesses too. It's two against two. The property's in my hand. You keep it the chazaka. So this way he maintains ownership of the property. So look at Rashi, or Rashbam says, he says, V'ibayis Ema, the long Rashbam, L'hachi lo matzi Shimon lafuke mi Yehuda. This is why Shimon doesn't want to take it out from Yehuda. Kigon to Isle Sahadi to Shimon Shasad Shalo. Shimon has witnesses that the field belongs to him. The Isle Sahadi Yehuda Shemachishin Elu Vormi Shasad Shal Yehuda. And Yehuda has contradicting witnesses who said the land belongs to him. Because his father is his father, whatever the case may be, that they have contradictory witnesses. So Amar Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, Bichol Safik din Karka, whenever you have a Safik in the Halach of Karka, Hecha de Kaima Ara Tekum, wherever the land is, that's where we're going to keep it, until we can figure out the outcome. Shelo Yotziu based in Miyad HaMachzikba, because Basin's not going to be extracted from the Machzik. So if Yehuda wins, then he's going to be the machzik. Shimon won't be able to get the property back from him with his witnesses. So he wants Levi to win, so then he can extract it from Levi, and he's the machzik. So he's no gayev adavar, and that's why you can't do it. Right? Fine. Okay? We will stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.